Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Meltdown. I am Sunburned, and I'm also your host, TJ Tulloch. This is episode number 5 of The Meltdown, and little milestone. Now I can officially say it if you were listening to Unnecessary Noise. We have officially crossed the triple digit line on our media page, on our Spotify media page, formerly known as Anchor, but now it's Spotify for podcasters. Yeah, yippee, stoked. I feel like triple digits is a milestone. It's not our full show yet. I'll feel more comfortable once, you know, the big show has gone the distance. But it's nice to have these little, I like doing the breakups on here, and it adds more content. So I'm all about having more content on our channel there. But I wanted to talk about getting sunburned. I am. I'm going to talk about my sunburn today because it's disgusting. It is a second degree burn on my ear and on my shoulder. Now, this is how I did that. I was climbing Elfin Lakes, and Elfin Lakes is in Garibaldi Park. It's in Whistler, kind of like Squamish Whistler area. If you've ever been to BC, British Columbia, beautiful British Columbia, as they call it. You'd take a little drive up the Sea to Sky, fly into YVR, take a little drive up the Sea to Sky. And it's about, yeah, it's probably somewhere in between. I think Garibaldi is somewhere in between Squamish and Whistler. Probably just after Squamish. Not quite Whistler. So it's a nice weekend in June. You know, sun's out. It's been out for a while. And a lot of our coastal mountains don't get that much snow, and they're free to hike after May. Usually, what was it? I think that's when the Grouse Grind opens up, and the Grouse Grind is usually my barometer for hiking. There are a couple of other ones that open a little later in the year, but they're higher elevation, and I'm not usually thinking about those. But yeah, Grouse Grind, I consider it's a coastal mountain. It's not very high, but when that opens, I figure most trails are going to be good to go as far as opening. And a lot of our mountains are clear because it's been a hot May. You know, put it in perspective, when I went up to, Shuswap. There it is. I was having a bit of a brain fart there. When I went up to Shuswap in May, for the first time ever, it was swimmable, and it wasn't terribly cold, but it wasn't like, you know, biting, freezing, I'm dying cold. It was substantially warm, and that's also including all the runoff from all the glacial lakes It's all the runoff from all the glaciers on the surrounding mountains. There we go. I got there eventually. Usually it's frigid. You still can't swim in it until about probably July, late July, early August. That's when the temperatures are kind of heating up for Shuswap there. So, taking that into consideration, and the fact that, you know, haven't seen too much snow on the mountains. The snow line seemed pretty high. I thought it would be a pretty good bet that Elfin Lakes would be clear of all snow. And I thought, you know, it's a good hike. I wanted to get, it's a flat hike, but it's a long one. So, 28K round trip. It's a long hike. Long hike. I think it's 11K in, 11K back, but I also think we did exploring. I was going off my Fitbit. So, we get up there about 8:30 in the morning. Start hiking in, me and my buddy, we go about 6K in, And it was funny, you know, typical. It had started off similar to the last time I had done it, which, to be fair, the last time I had done this particular hike, I think would have been early August. And as I'm getting up there, as we're going to leave, I did notice that a bunch of people had these like ski poles, and they had boots, they had these long jackets, and I was like, look at these clowns. You know, they were ready, they had crampons. I'm just thinking, look, what a joke. What a bunch of goofs. Oh, you're really bringing the poles out. Well, 6K up, see a little patch of snow, just a little patch off the side in the shade. I'm like, oh, that's cute. There's still some snow up here. How adorable. Then we reach an opening around just after the first chalet there. You get to the top, and there's this chalet, and then there's this, you know, couple signs. And it's all snow. It's completely snow for the rest of the trek. Now, we're only 6K in. We still have quite a few other kilometers to go. Probably another 7 or 8 till we get inside this. To the lakes, which I'm still hoping to swim at, by the way. The snow that is on there, I'm thinking, okay, I keep thinking to myself, as soon as we get behind around this corner, it's going to be fine. Well, we get around the corner and it opens up, and it's an entire mountainside of snow. The entire mountain still covered with snow, but it's not good snow. The snow that's okay for walking on. It is packed down, but the problem is the sun's starting to heat it up, and I'm a heavier guy, all muscle, swear to God. All muscle. Not an ounce of fat. but you know, you step down, and automatically I'm going down 2 or 3 inches, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how much snow is there, realistically? How thick is this snow? Turns out, I come across this stump, what I think is a stump. It's sticking out maybe 2 inches out of the ground. I'm like, oh, that's not that bad. Maybe we're close to the ground. It's the 5-foot sign from the trail. It's completely covered. There's still about 5 or 6 feet of snowpack that's on this mountain. And here we are. I've got like a stringer tee on, you know, one of those rock muscle tees, Under Armour. I am wearing a hat, got some sunscreen. And my one side, I guess, is facing the mountain, one part of the mountain. And it feels cool. The whole mountainside feels cool, obviously, because there's snow on it. Get to the top, don't notice anything, reapply the sunscreen. No big deal. I'm just saying, for the sake of the story, get to the top, look at the lake. The lakes are completely covered over. Now, Elfin Lakes, too, they're not great lakes. They're more like ponds. I wouldn't even call them. They're not. They shouldn't even be called lakes, but because they're up at the top and they're really pretty, people have taken to calling them lakes. I mean, they're nothing. As bodies of water, they're nothing to write home about, but they are kind of fun. They're a fun reward at the top of a mountain. And one of them's for drinking water. One of them's for going swimming in. You could not do it. I'll put it this way. I couldn't do it. I put my hand in, and my hand froze immediately. I was like, nope. No amount of, like, cold baths, those ice baths that people do, no amount of that could help prepare for that level of intensity. That's just not happening. And then again, sure enough, as soon as I stuck my hand in, said, there's no way in hell I'm doing that. I look over, and a couple of girls on the other side are doing some Instagram poses. Got to get it for the gram. They're going down to the bikinis. And I just, I had to admire the dedication, but also I think, like, really, that's where we're at as far as, like, what we'll do to get a couple likes. You're ready to kill yourself. Like, I can't describe how cold it was. It was the most cold, intense thing. I was worried I would get frostbite. The ground on this lake was covered over in snow. Like, so you could see through. It was clear water. Most of it was slush, but there were a few openings that were clear blue, and you could see through, and you could see the bottom, and the bottom was pure snow. And to get in there, to know that you're not even walking on ground, just cold ground, but to be walking, just be completely immersed in ice? Nope. I gotta tell you, keep the likes. It ain't worth it. I'm hoping they had some boots on. I didn't stick around long enough to ask or engage, because I was just like, my God, good for you. You know? I almost wanted to photobomb the shot, of course. Why not? That'd be awful. Poor girl's getting hypothermia. I'm just doing the peace signs, the bunny ears. Nah, not happening. You gotta have standards, guys. Come on. Class it up. We got to the chalet, had lunch, didn't really want to hike that around that much because it wasn't a fun hike. It was nice to look at, and had we been on the actual trail, would have been a great hike. But it was not a particularly fun hike because you're just getting wet. You're getting soggy. You're kind of damp, and everything was covered in snow. So all the greenery and the nature that you'd usually get. It was kind of this weird, I don't know. The best way to describe walking on it was like the scene in Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which again, not a rom-com, spaghetti western, when Clint and Eli Wallach, I almost said Eli Roth, Eli Wallach, Blondie and Tuco are in the desert. Blondie's kind of dragging him. Or Tuco's dragging Blondie in the desert. And, Tuco's got the canteen. I feel like I was Tuco. Had the nice little umbrella. Trying to stay as hydrated as possible. I bought a new camel pack for this. I was really excited for this hike. Okay? But it was just... It's that sun beating down and you don't really know it. On our way, we headed back, and on our way back, I guess what had happened was the sun was starting to melt this snowpack pretty severely. So what was slipping through, you know, two or three centimeters down, now you're slipping four or five. You're doing high knees all the way back. I fell in a couple times. There were a couple times that were you didn't realize you're pretty close to tree holes, and just the way the path goes... Yeah, I put my leg through the path probably about two or three times on this trip. Almost busted an ankle. Whatever. We survived it. Got back down. Next, I was in shock. I think my body was in shock from not just the burn, but the entire hike itself. I don't think... I had prepped my body for that level of cardio. You know, you got to remember, I'm a weightlifter, and I'm a pretty consistent weightlifter, but, the cardio thing, the steady state cardio, completely different animal, right? So, I get down to the bottom and get home, body's in shock, everything's on fire. I'm looking at my tans now. And I've got the worst glasses tan, obviously bad tank top tans, everything's, there's a lot of red lines. I don't know what happened. I must have sweated off the sunscreen because everything's red. And in between that and just wiping it down on the snow, not the greatest look. Next morning, I wake up. I look at my ear. My ear, it looks like one of those professional wrestlers or not professional, Olympic wrestlers. I've been doing it. My ears look like Randy Couture's right now. Just a cauliflower ear. Like the whole, all the cartilage is separated. Like there's just fluid underneath the skin. Same with my other ear. It's not, one ear's worse than the other. My one other shoulder, my right shoulder looks like it's been melted off. Eh. Who knew? I thought the sunscreen was going to protect me. I guess when you're up that high, lesson learned. A, check. Check before you go up there. But at some point, here's another thing. At some point, you know, back when we were exploring things, and I'm not absolving myself of responsibility, but I assume that people would probably just go and check, and if it was too snowy, they wouldn't do it. there had to be one guy that was like the first guy to check out a place and be like, no, that's bad. Scout out. And there was a scout. So maybe I was the scout, but I probably wasn't. I should have looked on like All Trails or something. There's always somebody that's going up there. Well, last week for snowshoes, I will say on the way down, I love doing this too. Like saying like, no matter what, I'm always saying I'm pretty folksy when I'm on the way down. Ah, you're almost there. You guys got this. Pretty positive. Saw a guy going up, and I just, this was back when we gotten down to the gravel part, and he was heading up. I guess you camp up there sometimes. Some people, you have the option to camp up there because there's a chalet, and there's you know, some people sleep in the lodge, some people set up their tents and book a spot. It's, you know, it is cool. It's a cool site. But, yeah, this guy was coming up in a T-shirt. He had a T-shirt, shorts, a shopping bag from the bay filled with gear, and running shoes. I didn't have the heart to tell him. I probably should have, but then, you know, you risk getting the, hey, mind your own business. I got this. Or whatever. You know, I don't want to make him feel bad. So, probably should have warned. I mean, he'll figure it out. As soon as he sees that first mound of snow, I think I'm not sure if he's turning back. Maybe he toughed it out, in which case, that's impressive. Well done, son. Well done. But yeah, I got home, and I was torched, man. Still torched. Went to the ER, emergency room. Doc said he'd never seen anything like it on the air. Nurse, you could hear the nurse chattering. No, it's just extreme sunscreen. He didn't do anything else? No, it's just extreme sunburn. That's how it is. Anyways. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much my story for today. Hiking Elfin Lakes. I recommend doing it. I recommend doing it later on in the year. And if you are going up where there is snow, cover your ears. This is the worst. This is the kicker. I had a hoodie. It was, the stringer had a hoodie on it. What was I thinking? I could have my hoodie. I could have been fine. No. It's frustrating. I'm a little frustrated with the whole situation. That's okay. I'll rise above it. I'm a professional. Good learning experience. Pop the hoodie on whenever there's sun. Just pop the hoodie. Not going to hurt anything. You're going to save yourself. You're still going to get the vitamin D. No need to charbroil. And at this stage in the game, I don't need to charbroil. I know this. When I was a laborer, when I got transferred to being a laborer, I figured that out pretty quick. you still get a decent tan. You can still get a decent tan with sunscreen. Now, I've learned, again, moral of the story, layer up. If there's snow, layer up and reapply. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. This has been The Meltdown. Be sure to tune in Friday for Unnecessary Noise. Once again, rock 'em!